This is Rabbi Nathanael Bruin, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Thursday, May 16th, 2019. We are in Yud Zayin Amud Bey, 17b, the third section, from Bechulu Chamiru to Elohein Halokin. It is the blue text on the source sheet. Okay, and we continue again our very last, Rabbah's last attack on the Kal Vachomers of Rabbi Shimon. Right, v'chulhu chamiri me'ola. We assumed that the ola is the most severe. It's that highest level, and therefore we can't. Everything else we learn from a Kal Vachomer, and therefore we need to be taught. If you eat it at all, you get whipped. Right. We said that's not so clear either. V'chulhu chamiri me'ola. All the other categories have an element that's more strict, more severe, right? Higher than the ola. De'is behu shtei achilos. Right? They have two eatings, right? Meaning there's two eatings that a human being gets to eat and the altar gets to eat, right? The mizbeach gets. Whereas by the ola, it's only one achila. It is only the altar that eats. Right? So Rav has successfully proved that Rav Shimon's series of Kal Vachomer is an identification of what is the Kal, what is the light, what is the Chamor, what's the heavier one, what's the more strict one. It's not so simple. And therefore the Gemara now says, well, wait a minute, if that's true, right, Elamai diyalide ime kirabi Shimon. Right, why does the Gemara say, oh, you should have a child like Rabbi Shimon or don't have a kid at all? He was wrong, possibly. It wasn't so clear. So the Gemara answers, no, Delamai desfira leila didei misares leila krav idarish le. I mean, according to what he believed, desfira leila didei, the way he understood, sfira is to think le didei is him, misares leila krav, he can uproot and move around the pasuk vidarish le and explain it properly. I mean, it was a testament to the wisdom, the sharpness, the brightness of Rabbi Shimon. Even if one could argue on his logic, still, you can have a child who's as sharp and manipulative, in here, obviously in a very good way, of the Pasuk, have a child like that. The Gemara now takes a step back and says, wait a minute. V'chi mazhirim min hadin? Do we actually have a warning, learn a prohibition in the Chumash via a Kal Vachomer? Right, which is essentially what we've done. We have used, until we got to the point where we learned the pasuk comes to teach us X, we learned everything else, right, via a Kal Vachomer. We don't need this because of a Kal Vachomer. We don't need that because of a Kal Vachomer. Ah, what's the pasuk coming to teach us? C. But that implies that we can, everything until, right, A and B, we can learn a prohibition, a warning of a prohibition from a Kal Vachomer. And therefore we say we don't need it. I move on to the next. The Gemara takes a step back. That's wrong. Right? V'chi mazhirin min adin. Do we really learn out prohibitions in the Chumash from a Kal Vachomer? Ha'afilu l'manda amar onshin min hadin. Even according to the person who says there is a separate machloket, a separate argument as to whether we punish, right? Every prohibition in the Chumash, we've seen this before, right, in the Gemara, that there is an azhara, there's the warning, the prohibition, and then there's the punishment. You're always looking, warning, punishment, warning, punishment. Even according to the one who says we punish min hadin from a Kal Vachomer, ein mazhirin min hadin, even that one agrees, right, that opinion agrees that we don't learn prohibitions, the warning of activities from a Kal Vachomer, which is what we just spent the last page doing. So how does that work? So the Gemara's first attempt at an answer is no, Isura be'alma. From here, we're just coming to see that it's prohibited, but it's not a warning that you're going to get lashes or whipped for it. That's not, it's simply coming here to teach us that it's prohibited. And then somewhere else we'll have the warning for lashes and the lashes. This is just Isura be'alma. It's just a general prohibition at large. Right. That's not so simple either, for the Gemara is not going to point out. That's far from simple. V'ha'amar Rava, but Rava said, right, Zar sha'achal min ha'ola lifnei zrika, chutz l'choma, a zar, right, a non-Kohen, who eats from the Ola before the sprinkling of the blood outside the walls of Yerushalayim, or the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. Well, the walls, actually, that's the walls of Yerushalayim. So a non-Kohen eats from the Ola, the burnt offering, before the sprinkling of the blood outside of the walls of Yerushalayim. L'Rabbi Shimon lo kechamesh. Chamisha isurim hapu. Right, Rabbi Shimon says you get whipped 5 times for that one activity because you're a zar and you ate from the Ola and you ate before the Zrika and you ate, et cetera, right, outside the walls, going down the list. Right, from there you see that Rava says you get whipped, right? So each of those things that we learned out from a Kal Vachomer, you're actually going to get whipped, right? You're going to get whipped for. The fifth one, which it doesn't mention specifically here, is because not only do you, that's why I was a little confused by the walls and the courtyard, you ate it outside the courtyard and outside the walls, right? So that's all subsumed under eating it outside the walls. So those are the 5 things that you've done wrong. You get whipped for them. It's not just Isura Be'alma. It's not just listed as, oh, this is a prohibition, but not for punishment. Rava says you get punished for each and every one. Right, and the Ananta, we say Eluhain Haloken. Our parak is these are the ones you get whipped for. So clearly, we're not talking about Isura Be'alma. Rather, we're talking about using a Kal Vachomer to learn out the warning for something you're going to get whipped for, and indeed, you do get whipped for. And that brings us back to our previous question: how do we learn out the prohibition from a Kal Vachomer? If we have a principle, ein mazhirin min hadin, we don't learn out these things from a Kal Vachomer. So for the answer to that, please come back tomorrow, because that has concluded our learning for today.